From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return to their homes. Dr. Beth Bell of the U.S. Center for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing about Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil where babies are born with small heads. So far, there are no vaccines or treatments for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists today after they were arrested in the capital. Burundi's security minister said the two men were arrested in Bujumbura in the company of armed criminals. Burundi's political crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza says he was running for a controversial third term. UN officials in Geneva went ahead with peace talks on Friday on ending the war in Syria despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. Friday afternoon, UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, met with Syrian government delegation headed by the Syrian ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafri. Mr. de Mistura told reporters he hoped the meeting with representatives of the opposition group will actually eventually take place, possibly on Sunday. This is VOA News. Borders of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Iraq and Syria are steadily eroding, but will likely be months before U.S. and coalition-backed forces are ready to take on the terror group's strongholds in the cities of Mosul and Raqqa. Spokesperson Colonel Steve Warren says the new estimates from the U.S.-led Operation Inherent Resolve show Islamic State fighters have lost 40% of the territory they once held in Iraq and 5% of the territory they once held in Syria. Coalition also has been pressuring IS from the air, focusing on the majority of the airstrikes in and around the towns of Ramadi and Mosul in Iraq and around the terror group's de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. That happened during Friday prayer services, killing five people, wounding 18 others. It was at least the fifth such attack in a year. Edward Uranian has a report.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials in Seoul say a counter to growing North Korean missile and nuclear threats, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea had been weighing military and diplomatic options. U.S. and South Korea military officials say South Korea should consider deploying the system, which is capable of tracking ballistic missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. In U.S. politics, Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, making some last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on their rivals ahead of the state's crucial first-in-the-nation nominating contest on Monday. And the U.S. said Friday that its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. China, the world's second biggest economy, reported that its 2015 growth was slower as well.
That's the latest world news from VOA.